Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are, still, Super Bowl headquarters, Miami Beach, Radio Row. It is always a scene until you really experience it. And again, Tuesday is nothing like Wednesday, which is nothing like Thursday and Friday, which are just insane. You want to talk about people watching and celebrity watching Thursday and Friday here on Radio Row. Insane.
Are you going to try the I love you thing here? I think it'd be great.
I'll do that.
Just hit people with I love you when they leave.
Yeah, and sure, why not? We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Obviously, everybody's still talking about Kobe. This is officially 15 minutes of Heat. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat beat up on the Magic last night. They've run their home record to 21-2. They do host the Celtics tonight, and Ira Winderman is joining us right now. How, Ira, how have you processed the news, the loss of Kobe, since we all found out pretty much the same way on Sunday? How are you processing it now on Tuesday?
You know what? It reminds me a lot, and I know a little bit older than some of the listeners, but just Roberto Clemente, when I was a kid, was doing a humanitarian mission to Puerto Rico, and his plane crashed, and the news got out a lot slower then. It was a different time, and so everyone had their shock at a different moment. And what I'm processing on Sunday is the real-time way that we go through things now is horrific, because there are times you don't know who knows what. You're still getting details. You're processing A, and then you learn about B, and it was hard enough to learn about Kobe. And then you find out about Kobe and his daughter, and then you think about his other daughters and his wife. And I've never experienced anything like that, because I've never before had one of these in real time. You know, it's not like when President Kennedy was assassinated or something, and it just happened. People found out along the way. So it was not just a gut punch like Eric Spoelstra mentioned, but almost a series of gut punches. I just can't recall anything else like that because of the times we live in, because of erroneous information, because of hearing other things. So it was like a rat-tat-tat sort of just constant series of gut-punching. And those first 24 hours were just awful. And I understand how everyone came out with their sentiments, and everyone just wanted to exhale and just sort of process it all. And it really was almost in itself a 24 to 48-hour immediate grieving period.
And Ira, you've been covering the NBA since Kobe was a rookie, correct?
Yeah, no, I was here way before Kobe was a rookie, way before he basically let people know that he wanted to go to the Lakers, that other teams were trying to draft him, and he snubbed. I think Charlotte was the one who traded the draft pick to the Lakers, and they got Vlade Divac instead. So from the very start, Kobe was a Laker, and he wanted to be part of that lineage, and he knew the players, and he knew the greatness he was following, and he knew that post-Michael Jordan void was there, and it could be his moment. And I don't think I've ever recalled a player try to be another player so much, and not only playing style, but in mannerisms, the way he would lick his lips and the way he would talk and his measured comments. And it really was remarkable how I think the NBA, more than any sport, including the one you guys are covering down there now on Radio Row for the Super Bowl, there's such a lineage. There's such a following. This was the league of Magic and Bird. And then it was the league of Jordan. And then it was the league of Kobe and Shaq. And then it was the league of LeBron James. I'm not sure any other sport has those steps where you go from A to B to C, and there's just a natural progression of always making sure you have that individual star. And there very much was a Kobe Bryant era in the NBA.
And Ira, speaking of that, you've been a lot closer to it than we are. You know, I remember 81-point night. I remember the 60, you know, the last game, and the 2010, the finals against the Celtics. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday. What's your fondest memory of Kobe?
I mean it affectionately. He was an SOB. He reminded me a lot of Jordan in that way. He wanted to cut your heart out and serve it up to you. There was no middle ground with him. I don't think he would have been comfortable with today's, hey, let's go out to dinner before the game and let's go out to dinner after the game as well. Let's hug on the court, you know, or even when Isaiah and Magic shared their kisses or whatever. That wasn't Kobe. It was about the most important thing. Like Pat Riley says, the main thing being the main thing. He was that guy. He took competition for what it was as the ultimate form of proving that I am better than you. And I think that's where, if there was a blip along the way, guys, it was with Shaq, where he wanted to cut your heart out, and the other big goofy guy was having too much fun out there. And I think that's what made it a little bit more difficult to him. So, you know what? We can talk greatest players all we want. We can talk greatest shooting guards. I think when you talk Kobe, you have to talk this way, greatest competitors. And if you talk about it that way, guys, it transcends just the NBA. Kobe Bryant was one of the greatest competitors on any level of athletic fields.
Yeah, that's actually a good way of putting it. Yeah. On any athletic plane, he was one of the top competitors. Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA and the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. How have the Heat players spoken of him?
I mean, it's just the same thing. There's so many classes of Heat, it's interesting. I mean, you have a guy who was a contemporary for a while, and Udonis Haslem, and he was in tears when they did the ceremony yesterday. I mean, he lived through those years. He understood what it meant. You have younger veterans like a Goran Dragic who played against him and knew what it was like, a guy trying to cut his heart out, and how he saw Kobe turn toward the end and become softer and accepting that this was a fraternity after all. And then you have the younger kids who really never played against him but grew up idolizing him. You know, we forget that this generation didn't idolize Jordan. That was a generation ago. This was the generation that idolized Kobe. Just as, I know it sounds crazy, guys, this next generation, the youngest of the youngest, grew up idolizing LeBron. So you could see there's three different levels of respect in the locker room: contemporaries, competitors, and those who idolize and respect it. So he spanned all those spectrums also. When you saw the complete thing, it's crazy. I mean, it's just, there, you almost feel like Kobe either directly or indirectly touched every single player in the NBA.
And the talk of Kobe replacing Jerry West on NBA logo, you can't not be with it, Ira, but will there be any pushback from the league or marketing or anything?
Yeah, guys, there has to be push. Look, this is a tragedy. This was an awful, horrible moment in time. But you can't just keep changing your logo to sort of as a commemorative thing. If you were going to change the logo, then Jerry West's, you know, silhouette that everyone says it is should have been changed to Michael Jordan. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer when it became Michael's league. And I don't mean to be unfair in these very sensitive times, but Michael's impact on the sport was greater than Kobe Bryant. It just was. So what are you going to do? Have a logo of a sport, and every time there's a tragedy or another great player, keep changing your logo? I think that's why the NBA for years has denied, no, it's not Jerry West. It's just a general silhouette of an NBA player and what it looked like at the start. So I don't think you can do that. And Channing, that's just like the people who said the NBA shouldn't have played on Sunday. And again, I know it sounds too much in the moment, but if you cancel games because of this tragedy, where do you draw the line? If an all-time assist leader or someone like John Stockton, God forbid, something happens, do you cancel games then? When the great Bill Russell, maybe the most iconic of game and societal changers, you know, God forbid, when he passes away, do you cancel games then? It was a very delicate decision. I think what Adam Silver did was perfect. Let the Lakers grieve as long as it takes. They postponed tonight's Lakers-Clippers game, and honestly, they might find a need where they need to postpone the Lakers game on Thursday, depending on the temperature of the Lakers practice tomorrow. That's what you do. You do it humanely, but you just don't rush out. Look, I've been calling the Heat the last couple of days. Are you retiring Kobe Bryant's jersey? The answer I've gotten is we haven't even discussed it. Not haven't discussed it out of hand of just pushing it aside, but this isn't the moment for that. Maybe Mark Cuban, for whatever reason, felt that. This is the moment. Let those decisions fall into place in their own time. Right now, this is still a period of breathing.
The heartless Ira Winderman is with us for 15 minutes.
Man. Look at you. Look at you.
I like to stir it up a little bit. I disagree with you on the logo.
Okay, I got to say something here, though, because, look, you know, I know we started on a sensitive thing, but you've got to understand, I am going to be the only guest you guys are going to have all week who's not trying to promote some sort of prostate cream or arthritis patch or something like this. So when you get to the Theismans and the Ditkas and all those people, you'll cherish this interview.
Wow, he is throwing bows. Remember, read Ira's work at askira.com.
Prostate cream?
Yeah, I'm gonna show you. I'll show you later on. Now let me talk a little heat from last night, Ira. They beat up on the Magic, triple double for Bam. Tonight is the real test, though, right?
Yes.
What is funny, guys? Like, what do you expect to see tonight? Because they're on the second night of a back-to-back. Boston's not.
Yeah. This is the opposite. As you mentioned earlier in the show, the Heat were the team getting in the Magic on the second night of a back-to-back, and you saw the Magic run out of gas. The Heat had that 22-4 run to open the third, and that was about it. The good thing is there was no travel for the Heat. It's a fascinating scenario, these remaining two Heat games before the cutoff for All-Star coach. Right now, the Heat is in position for that. They're tied with Toronto, but they have the tiebreaker because they're up 2-1 Toronto. They're 0-1 against Boston in the season series. I can tell you, for all the undying respect that Eric Spoelstra has for the game, he would love to have a week off in mid-February to spend with his newborn son. And if the Heat win this game tonight against Boston, they're in a race with Boston also. Don't hold that tiebreaker. There's a chance that Eric Spoelstra, after the Heat go on a 9-day road trip, on a 5-game Western trip, has to turn right around and spend a weekend in Chicago. So we'll see tonight not only the resolve of the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back, but how much Eric Spoelstra wants to coach or how much he doesn't want to coach during the All-Star game.
Ira, we got waiters, 18 minutes, 14 points versus the Clippers. We got 6 minutes last night. Are we expecting that Deion's going to work his way back into this rotation?
You know what, Channing? It'll be only as long as the opportunity is there, because what was the difference last night? The difference was Friday's game, Goran Dragic didn't play and the minutes were there. Last night, Goran Dragic was back from his calf injury. Well, Kendrick Nunn is still out right now. The Heat are listing him as questionable for tonight's game with the Achilles. I think he misses the game as well. I don't know how much can turn in 24 hours. So there'll be nominal minutes right there for Deion. The real question is this. When everyone is healthy and you're back to the winning starting lineup of Myers Leonard, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, and Kendrick Nunn, well, then your next guys off the bench, as deservedly are going to be Tyler Hero, are going to be Goran Dragic, right now James Johnson and Kelly Olynyk. I think when everyone's healthy, I'm not so sure there will be minutes for Deion Waiters. I think he'll be what he was against the Clippers, an open in emergency score if you need that. But the Heat aren't going back against what's gotten them to this point in the standings.
Ira Winderman is with us again. Heat and Celtics tonight at the American Airlines Arena, and their home record 21-2. They have to, I'm guessing, have exceeded everyone's expectations thus far, right?
Yeah, because I know they've exceeded mine, because so I did not see this coming. Yeah.
Is the biggest fear of the organization a repeat of what happened that magical season that had one great half of a season and it was not realistic? Is that the only fear, I guess, left with this squad?
I don't think so. I think that had a little bit to do with that was the year after Dwayne Wade left. They weren't sure if they had a definitive leader. You know, Goran Dragic is what he is. He was an older player. Let's face it, guys. If there was going to be a rookie wall and rookie collapse for young players, then Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson would have hit it already. They didn't. Then look at Bam Adebayo and his triple-double last night. He's still getting better this season. So I think the only thing that holds this Heat team back right now is really health more than anything. On Thursday, they're going to announce the All-Star reserves. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo sure as heck should get in. So this is a two All-Star team. So this is real. This roster is realer than we thought, because we didn't know about Hero or Dunn or Duncan Robinson coming in. We just knew about the veteran players. So this is real, and this is spectacular.
And Ira, we've talked about this leading up to it. Now we're, what, 8-9 days away from the trade deadline? Any believable rumors out there?
Well, there's a couple of things for the Heat. Look, they would still like to augment this a little bit more. Their number one trade chip, as it's been all season, is Justice Winslow. And if you've seen Justice Winslow, give me a holler. I'd like to know where he is. I mean, he's mad with that back injury. He has played one game since December 5th. So I don't know if a team that's living in the moment is saying, get me Justice Winslow. So there's not a lot of trade chips right now. So it might be a small kind of deal. The other kind of deal they can make is to get out of the luxury tax. We know last year they cut Rodney McGruder the last week of the season to do that. But I don't know if you trade a Myers Leonard or Kelly Olynyk right now when they're in the rotation just for mere money. I think this team is a little bit beyond it. But those are two guys I would look at where the Heat might trade their bigger contract for a less big contract to get under the tax. But I wouldn't see that as a priority. I think unless Justice Winslow is still in the eyes of some a trade chip, they have very limited draft capital, including not being able to trade any future first-round draft choice at this stage.
Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Make sure you try out his prostate cream as well at a pharmacy near you. Thank you. Thank you, Ira.
And it's delicious on veal as well. Thank you, fellas.
See ya, Ira. That's Ira Winderman. We're live at Super Bowl headquarters on Radio Row, Miami Beach. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.